Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. All right, it's not actually a formal show. I just had a few things I wanted to talk about because, you know, it's a long time till this Thursday, till our next show, and we have an amazing, amazing guest coming on. His name is Dennis Nermella. I cannot wait for you to meet him. Amazing entrepreneur, has helped build multi-million dollar businesses. The man is just on top of his game, and he's just one of the most heart-centered people I've met. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, you know, have you ever had one of those days? You know, one of those days, you know what I'm talking about, where things don't seem to go right and they accumulate one after the other? Well, that happened recently. And the reason, this is not a woe is me and a boo-hoo and this is not a rant, just to set the table. The thing is, several things occurred. This actually happened last Thursday. First of all, this very show, which I take deep pride in testing thoroughly all the technology that goes behind it. There is a lot, by the way, a lot. A lot of moving parts. And I had a very phenomenal guest on by the name of Alex Branning. You may remember seeing him, but not hearing him. Yes, ergo, there was one of the problems, that the sound wasn't coming through. And I didn't know it until we were partway through the show and a couple people started commenting on the Facebook Live that, you know, we can't hear Alex. And I was like, oh man, I hope it's really going through and it's just on their end the whole time, right? It's an hour-long show. And the thing is, I didn't feel bad so much for myself if things were going bad. I was curious, I was more concerned about the fact that, you know, my guest, Alex, he had invested his time, his valuable time, to be on this show. And even before the show, behind the scenes, most people don't recognize this, but there is a test session that occurs several days before the actual show to ensure all of these technologies are working properly together. The interesting thing is I could hear him just fine on my end. That was the very intriguing thing. It happened to be just one component, just one, where the sound driver had not been properly assigned to the right output. And now I know. And so, you know, I was really dejected. I spent several hours. I took the resulting recording of that video, and rather than dump it on somebody to take care of it, you know, I felt at cause for this. This was my own doing. I did not thoroughly test, even though I've spent hours and hours and have several successful shows prior to it. It's fun with technology. So I just hunkered down. I pulled up my big boy pants, and I went to trying to salvage that video. And went through every segment where Alex spoke. The thing is, his voice came in partially through this microphone. It came out of the speakers of my system back in through this microphone. And you could hear him faintly. So I went through and turned up the volume, spent hours again, then published the video and uploaded it. It just did not come out good. It wasn't pretty. So I felt really horrible. And Alex was such a wonderful guy about it. I mean, what a wonderful reaction. And I promised him we're going to have him on another show. It's going to be August 16th. And all of this technology will be working. But I was a bit dejected, I'll be honest. You know, I'm a human being. I've got feelings. I'm not always that positive guy that some of you think. Things like this happen. And then the next morning, I get a text from somebody. I'm not going to point fingers or name names. I was glad that somebody told me that they received a text announcing this show at 1:15 a.m. Like, what? So I use a service that it's a phenomenal service and a setting. Most likely yours truly made a boo-boo somewhere. Instead of setting it to go out at 5:15 p.m. the prior evening, it went out the following morning at 1:15 a.m. I'm sure that upset a few people that got a text that didn't have their phone turned off. And boy, if you're one of them, I deeply apologize for that. That has also been remedied. So there was number two. And then it got even, well, I wouldn't say better, it got worse. Next, I receive a text. This is the following day, actually, but it's one right into the next. Next, I got a text from my son. I'm in the middle of working out, and he said, I just got rear-ended. I'm on this street and this street. I said, what? And it was a text. So I'm thinking, oh, no, now what? And we've been going through a myriad of car issues, let's just say, of late. Several of our vehicles have been in and out of the shop. It's been an interesting little run of late. And the first thought was, of course, you know, are you okay? He didn't say anything, so I'm assuming so. But immediately I called him, you know, voice. That's the thing we do, these older folks do, is voice. And I called him, and everything was fine. He was fine. Turned out to be a multiple car accident. He was sitting front of the line at a stoplight, and there were two vehicles behind him, and the fourth vehicle that was involved in it came around behind and hit the vehicle two cars behind him, hit the one right behind him, and then him. It's like an accordion effect. And thankfully for him, he got the least brunt of it. In fact, you have to look really close to see the damage. However, there is damage, and it's not going to be cheap, so we have to go through insurance, all that fun. Beautiful thing was he was okay. The unfortunate thing was the first person in line, or I should say the last person in line that ended up getting the first impact from the person at fault, apparently she went into shock and was taken in through emergency to the emergency room, and I hope she's okay. So that was the third. So it was kind of this roller coaster of, you know, where the old me could have just said, my gosh, this string of events just outright sucks, you know, could just say that and just be upset and pissed about my life for that couple of days. But rather instead, you know, I decided, yeah, things sucked. They weren't cool. But, you know, it all depends on, it's not what happens to you, really. It's really how you react to it, to what happens to you. And so one great, amazing reframe that helps in all these situations is instead of saying something like, that happened to me, is reframe it and say, well, that happened for me. Well, wait, Brian, you just had three horrible things happen. Well, one horrible and two just annoying things, horrible being the car accident. And yeah, so how could the sound quality going bad be something that happened for me? Well, if I twist it around and look at a learning that could come from it as well, I need to be even more stringent in my testing, in my pre-show checklists, which I have. And I go through literally with this pen and check off each item 30 minutes before the show with the other person, the guest expert online with me, and still miss that one. So it happened for me so I can revise and better dial in this show and make it better for every one of you. So that was one thing. Then the second thing was the service that didn't go out. Again, more for me to verify, double check. There was a setting in an area of this service that I probably messed up, but didn't even realize it had impact on the actual sending of the messages. And so I just said, well, that happened for me, so that I can be more, you know, take more time and put more energy into the pre-everything checklist for shows going out. And I have a before-show checklist, a right-before-the-show checklist, a during-the-show checklist, and I have a post-show checklist. Still inadequate, and that's okay. It happened for me. Again, I don't feel good for my guest expert, and I apologize profusely, and he was just so gracious in accepting that apology and said, no big deal, Brian, let's knock him dead next time. And that was phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And that's the kind of guest experts I have on this show. They all have a certain mindset. They're very positive, they're integrity based, and that's why I bring them on for you. I can't wait for the next one with Dennis, and I certainly can't wait to do the next show with Alex, because my goodness, the quality he provided was off the charts. Amazing. I cannot wait for you to meet him for the first time in voice. I thought you could see him, but you couldn't hear him. I was just looking over some quick notes I jotted down. Yeah, so sun is good. It happened for me. That's really the only thing I wanted to get across here today, was just talk about times, you know, we all have them, no matter what level of success you have achieved. You know, actually, it really turns out to be the more successful you are, the more issues you have. It all comes down to how quickly you deal with them and get past them and over them and beyond them. That's really what it comes down to. And so just wanted to impart that to you. I'm not perfect, of course. I was upset myself personally. Wasn't too happy that this all happened. And yeah, you can still turn situations that aren't so great into something that better serves you. So this has been an impromptu version of Mind Body Business Show. I do not have a bookmarks section or session for you today, and we don't have a guest expert today. Wait till Thursday. Thursday is the day. This Thursday. So go to themindbodybusinessshow.com. Go to themindbodybusinessshow.com, and there you'll see an opt-in form. You know, it'll show you the upcoming guests that are coming on, and then an opt-in form. If you desire, if you want to get a notification that the show's coming on, I promise I'll do my best for it not to come out at 1:15 in the morning. It'll be more like 15 minutes prior to live, going live, so that, you know, it's something while you have it on your phone, it's on your mind, you can just pop on over there and hang out till we go live. If you want to get a notification, if you want to be notified when we go live, we have some amazing guests. We'd love to see you there. I'd love to see your comments, your loves, your likes, everything, so that we can interact. And yes, we do monitor your comments and your loves and likes, and we give you a shout out as a result of your participation. So I'd love to have you. And we, as always, some of you may not even know this, but we have a fantastic vacation stay giveaway, a 5-day stay at a five-star resort in Mexico. And these are amazing, amazing resorts, and you get to choose amongst a few. If you come and watch live and you watch and you hang on to the end of our lives, and they typically go from 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard. And so right around very close to the 6:30 mark, or maybe sometime before that, just for those of you that are trying to buck the system, if you're on live with us at that moment, you'll have the opportunity to enter to win a 5-star, 5-day or 5-night vacation stay in Mexico. Amazing, amazing. And that's just our way of saying thank you for coming on and watching. Love to give those away. Love to have you on. Looking forward to the next one Thursday. So remember, if you catch yourself saying this happened to me, you know, something that wasn't as great as you wanted to happen to you, a great way to turn your day around, turn your week around, is to get in the habit of reframing. Reframe it, and perhaps it would be better to say something like, you know what, that happened for me. That happened for me. How blessed are we that our son had a car? And, you know, he's okay. So now looking at that, we can now look at all the great things. You know, we're blessed that he had a car, that he was able to have transportation to go to and from his place of business, his work. You know, how blessed was I to be able to have a show to bring this great value to you to begin with, to have the technology around me, the knowledge to put it together over the course of years and experience and God's blessings. There's so many good things that come out of everything in life. It's, again, not how you react to it, or it is how you react to it. It's not what happens to you, but it is how you react to it. All right, enough of my preaching. I can't wait to see you Thursday, this Thursday evening, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Go to themindbodybusinessshow.com, themindbodybusinessshow.com, and just enter your information. You can opt out at any time. It's all, we grant all those requests automatically. It's all automated. We don't play any games. Looking forward to seeing you there. Take care, and we'll catch you on the next Mind Body Business Show. All right, I'm out. Have a great one.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.